most of the kids who I was in grade school with had dads who were Vietnam veterans, including two Vietnamese kids who were in our class. So it's just a very common experience, common part of the community in which I was living, as well as my family. So I'm born in 1972, after my dad had already served and returned. The war was a real prescient part of my life. There's a photo album of all of his photos from his time in Vietnam. You know, it was something that my mom communicated to us, you know, from a very young age. But it wasn't something that he talked about with us necessarily. The work I'm doing right now is based on oral histories with Chicano and Latino Vietnam veterans, as well as their wives and family members. And that's what I do professionally, and it's a very personal kind of topic too. And my goal there is to, first and foremost, record and preserve a history before it's lost. Oral history is an important process in that sense, especially I think for Latinos, because we tend to be invisible in the traditional historical record very often. Certainly not at a level that's commensurate with our involvement in those world events. The larger goal is to understand how the Vietnam War shaped Chicano and Latino communities, how it shaped a certain generation of Latinos coming of age in the United States, and how it had some kind of long-term impact as well. For most of the people who I've talked to, it really opens us up to understanding how a generation coming of age in the Cold War had a really specific kind of social, cultural, political experience, one that in a lot of ways, even for very marginalized communities, growing up in the Cold War really created this kind of possibility of assimilation for them. Even for those who are, you know, poor rural farm workers from the Salinas Valley are very often growing up with this message that not only that they are American, but that they have certain kinds of Cold War responsibilities as a result. And for a lot of people, that drives them to enlist. It also makes them not necessarily resist the draft when it does come. They often take it with a sense of fatalism, that it's your obligation as an American male in particular to go off and do these kinds of things. You know, my own life experience speaks a lot to the disproportionate Chicano and Latino level of involvement in the war. That's an experience that's shared with many poor and working class communities inside of the United States. You know, most servicemen who served in Vietnam were poor whites from different parts of the country. But Latinos served in disproportionate rates as well, African Americans to an even greater extent. And in particular for Latinos, you wouldn't know that in the popular depictions of Vietnam after Vietnam. A lot of Mexican Americans of that generation who went through those events thank me for the work that I'm doing, because they see it as taking care of an invisibility of exposing their story that they feel has been silenced in a lot of ways. The most important thing that I've learned about war as somebody who's never fought in one is that it's a very individual experience than what people go through, and even in the ways that they make meaning from that over time. One thing that weaves itself through all of them is that there is a heightened sense that you are a part of this country, that you are deserving of recognition, of respect, of services, of you name it. But war is a terrible thing. I think the more you learn about war, for me, the main lesson of war is that we need to avoid it and we need to not fight them. At the same time, you know, I speak to lots of people who see themselves very passionately as patriotic Americans, and I understand that. You know, we all have to make lives of meaning, and we all have different pathways to do that and different experiences that we have to navigate to get to those, you know, points of clarity. And so, you know, that's just part of being people. Nothing that I study or learn can make me think of myself as anything other than an American, although thinking about myself as an American grows over time and adds meanings to it. I mean, at the same time, I'm Mexican, I'm Chicano, I see myself as those things, as I've always have, you know, since growing up. Those add and flesh out my sense of what it is to be an American. I mean, there's probably as many definitions of being an American as there are Americans, if you dig deep enough. The nation itself isn't jeopardized by that kind of diversity. It's really strengthened by it.